Hello.
Hey there.
How
What's
are
up?
you?
Great. How are you?
I'm feeling like crafty today. I'm feeling like a little craft bitch.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm looking at a crafty bitch right
Hey, so am
now.
I.
And not just in a mirror. I am seeing Stack virtually. It's crazy.
Technology is wild, man.
Like it has gotten us some places. So while we're recording this podcast, Stack and I get to see each other the whole time.
How lucky we are.
We are, thank you. Jeff Bezos. No, I meant
Steve Jobs.
no, yeah, but I was gonna make a joke about Elon Musk. Because we're hyper focused on Elon Musk a lot of the space episode.
Oh my God, fucking Elon Musk. Did he already host SNL or is that like, was that this Saturday?
It was last night. And then, you know, that the virtual currency, is it
Dogecoin.
Dogecoin? Thank you. I guess after his episode aired, like it dropped like 30% because he was on Weekend Update. And I guess he was like, I didn't watch it, but I guess he was like kind of doing a character and they were talking about Dogecoin and they were like, oh, like just seriously, like, is it just a hustle? And he was like, yeah, like it's just a hustle. And then the third market dropped fucking 30%. There's all these articles about it. I can send you one. But yeah,
Money
since he's.
isn't real. Money is fake, everyone. I just disclaimer, I want everyone to know money is not real.
And. It like honestly backs it up if like we can have this fucking virtual currency out of nowhere,
Right?
you know,
Like,
and now different forms of it and shit. Like I'm tired. I can barely keep up rolling my quarters, let alone fucking.
I haven't been to a Coinstar in fucking ages, man. I gotta cash in that coin.
It's like you wouldn't even blink about Coinstar taking the extra like 48% because like you just don't want to roll your coins.
You physically roll your coins?
I did when I was like a little younger.
That's dedication to the craft. I did not.
That's a what?
Dedication to the craft because I did
Oh,
not.
I don't know. I think my grandfather gave me like a bunch of rolling papers and I would.
Not that kind.
Not until I was 12. No, I'm just kidding. I first smoked my senior year in high school. So anyway, what are we doing here on this gorgeous Sunday evening?
We're crafting.
We kind of had that holiday craft one in our first season,
Yes, we
and
did pumpkins.
oh yeah,
We
that
did
was fun.
pumpkins. It was fun.
That
I
was
said I
fun.
would fight a squirrel.
Oh yeah,
I
because
said
what
I'd
was
punch the squirrel right in the face or something like that.
didn't it have something to do with the Stanley and like food on the doorstep or something? Like I said, I'd leave something out for you, and you said you'd like kill a bunch of squirrels in order to get it.
Brooke, let us know when you listen to
I
this podcast, like this episode, let us know what we were talking about with the squirrel part, because I know that was like your favorite part of that episode.
Oh, yeah, it was. I just can't remember what. Something with you beating up a squirrel
I said
at
I'd punch
my
a squirrel straight
place.
in the face.
I think it was like for food, to like beat it over food or something.
Yeah, because you said, yeah, you would leave something out. I'd literally drive all the way there just to pick it up, not even to see you. Don't remember what it is.
It had to be food. Maybe I like ate something good that night that you wanted. I
Like
don't.
Serrano's or something like that.
I don't, yeah, maybe, but you would beat up a squirrel.
I would.
To the current day, you
Punch it right in the
would.
face.
My dad would too.
Listen, I love me some squirrels, but like since we've been playing euchre in Central Park and we've become very accustomed to the squirrels because we bring a bunch of food with us on Saturdays,
Oh no.
because what we get hungry, it's like right at lunchtime, so everyone brings snacks. And the squirrels are like vicious. They're not vicious in a sense,
Yeah.
they're just pushy. We're like
They're
this pop.
mean.
See, these ones in Central Park aren't, they're just used to people feeding them, so they gotta be nice. They go up and they like beg for the food, but they never leave you alone.
If you could see this virtual performance of Stack being a squirrel animal essence, like is that the squirrels you see in the
Yeah, it is,
park?
it is. We actually
It's
saw a
just like,
raccoon too once.
oh, did you run away from that?
No, he was like right up close to us. I'll post a picture on the Patreon that Walter took. Straight up, like the raccoon is like
It's biting
there.
your leg. Did you
Well,
take
the
a
squirrels,
picture of it?
they do that. They get super close. It's like almost, Sasha thought at one point he was gonna have a squirrel in his backpack on the way home. They were just like foresting.
Did I ever tell you the story of what happened when Brooke and I were young and an animal got into the house via her
No.
backpack? So
What?
Brooke and I obviously used to play outside a lot, like at night and blah blah blah. And she left her backpack out one night and it was like under a tree. And then she got it the next morning and brought it inside, and a bat like was in the backpack. I never told you this story. And a
No.
bat was in the backpack and it like got out of the backpack and was like crawling like, across the floor. And it was like in the hallway, and Brooke's dad walked down. He thought it was like a beanie baby. So he like kind of kicked it, but then it was a live fucking bat.
Call PETA.
I forgot how they got it out, but I think they had to get some vaccine of some sort.
Yeah, because he kicked the bat and it probably made it agitated and he just fucking went ham.
I don't think it bit anyone, but I mean, maybe in their sleep vampire bats. Like, I distinctly remember this video of like watching a vampire bat like take the blood of a chicken, but while it was sleeping, and it goes to like the chicken's like foot and like puts its like tooth in, and it's fucking, and this chicken's like still sleeping. So maybe, you know, while Brooke was sleeping, the
I want to suck your blood. Give me them ankles, girl.
it's Hamtaro time. We used to play Hamtaro. Play toys outside and shit. We used to bury toys in the sandbox and the playscape and shit. Oh my God.
Wow.
Good times. So as we so anyway, back to our crafting, I would like to introduce Bob Ross's lost cousin, the Fantabulous Stack Wrap.
Time for my two favorite pastimes, stitching and bitching.
Yes, there's gonna be a lot of that tonight, honey.
I have coming in from stage left, the creative, the crafty. One would say the second cousin removed of Bob Ross,
Maybe.
Deegans.
And you better watch your back, bitch, because I'm a crafty bitch. I said bitch twice.
It.
You better watch your back because I'm a crafty
Hey.
bitch. You have to add that on to it. So anyway, we're doing crafts tonight. I bought this beautiful paint your own jewelry. No, it says treasure chest. Treasure
Treasure
chest.
chest.
Yeah, I'm like, is this buried underwater? It does actually kind of look like a chest because it has like the you
Ooh,
know, carved in part. And it says
ooh.
real wood. I'm like, I would hope so.
Oh.
Oh. Last
Roadwork
time I
ahead.
had
I sure hope
I
it
hope
does.
so. Yeah. Last time I had some real wood.
Zaddy Lou.
World War One.
Nom. The last time I had wood was Nom.
And I don't want to talk about it. So anyway, I have
What are you
a treasure
crafting?
chest.
A treasure chest.
A treasure chest, kids. And I have sand. Why'd you look at me like that?
That sounds like the terror, like Barney, but like
Was kind of like Barney.
the
But what?
terrifying
Like
version.
the demon Barney? That was so fun, kids. So I have a treasure chest. I have some sandpaper. I already did most of the pre-windling, so I wasn't sanding too hard through the beginning of this podcast.
I had my headphone down as I was talking to Barb really quick, and I could hear the shh, shh, as you
Did
were
you hear
going.
any music on?
No, I just heard the fucking
Yeah.
scraping.
Oh, yeah, I
And my
was going
headphone was
ham.
like down here, and I could hear it through that.
Good. That means I was really getting down to the
You
gritty.
were getting down to business to defeat the splinters.
All right, so what are you making?
I'm working on a craft for my grandmother's birthday. I'm doing a cross stitch of four different cross stitches of four animal prints because she loves like safari animals, and it fits really well with her home. And she just moved into a new spot, so I figured I'd give her some new wall art too. So I've got the giraffe kind of almost done. I am halfway through the zebra one, and then I'm gonna do a tiger and a leopard next. And then I'm
Nice.
going to paint the hoops gold, and I'm gonna hang them all in a line with some gold little chains, and then she's gonna have a nice piece of wall art for her birthday.
And your Etsy shop is born.
Honestly, I was thinking about it, and I was like, do an Etsy? Would I?
It'd be
I don't know if anyone
called
would buy it.
Stacked Shack.
That's it. That's all I was waiting for, folks.
That's it. Okay, so what should my look? I have these basic, like, this is the colors they gave me: red, yellow, blue, green, black, and white. Sorry. So, like, I need some like base colors, like, because I can't use all six like on all sides of the box; it'll clash and look ugly.
Yeah,
So,
what
like,
color paints do you have?
but then I don't know if those are different like kind of base paints. I don't know if I mix them, if it'll be like different texture and like consistency and shit. So I'm
But
probably
you
just gonna
seem
stick with
conservative.
these. I'm crafty. I'm a crafty bitch. I'm a crafty ass bitch.
Bitch, bitch, bitch,
Bitch.
bitch, bitch. I'm
My
a
parody
crafty ass bitch.
song. My
Oh my God,
parody.
instead of Spicy Girls, we do Crafty Girls, the parody of the
Crafty
parody.
girls.
I'm
The
a crafty ass bitch, bitch,
parody.
bitch, 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 bitch.
The first song is called like Popsicle sticks can make many things. Popsicle stick dream.
And it's
That's
instead
it.
it's teenage it's Popsicle Stick Dream, but to
The
teenage dream.
teenage dream. You make me feel like
Feel
I'm
like I'm
living
living
a
a popsicle
popsicle stick
dream.
dream when I make some
Living
crafts.
in my house, structure is sturdy, got the walls bejeweled. Oh
Okay,
wait.
what would another?
Don't know how I'll fix this up. Oh wait, Elmer's glue.
See that easy,
It writes
folks?
itself.
It writes. Oh my God, popsicle stick. Now I'm trying to think of a craft thing that starts with F, so it could be like a firework parody.
Cause baby, you're my. It doesn't have to necessarily be start with an F, but it's
Because
got to be
baby, you're my
ba
arts and
ba.
crafts. Every time you make me laugh, make me paint. Oh. And I buy some more I don't know.
Make me paint,
Murals.
oh. I'm gonna paint my own mural.
Mural. This is copyright, everyone.
No, listen, what we're gonna do, we're just gonna lower it by a half a step.
I don't think we have to if we don't use the words.
And if we
Right?
use like the MIDI ringtone too, like
The
as the
8-bit
background, yes,
version?
the 8-bit version instead of the actual like studio
Yeah,
produced one.
it's fucking. Oh, I mean, see, some of our listeners might steal it because I was gonna screenshot and send it to you, but like, our listens are like going up, up. Up like our plays for the last like the 2 week cycle, it's every 2 Wednesdays, so it's gonna end this upcoming Wednesday for tracking, and like we're almost at our like highest like streams again.
What is the highest streams per episode?
No, it's every 2 weeks it
Oh, okay.
logs it. So the highest one we have is 81.
For a
And we're,
2 week period?
yeah, 81 streams. Our
I
second to
can't.
highest one was in December and it was like 72 or something. And now this one is at like 67 and we still have until Wednesday. So like people are like listening.
Who are you all? Introduce
I don't
yourself.
show yourself. Copyright frozen. Maybe white, blue, and green.
What's going in the box, Keith?
I don't know. Look at the camera. I don't know.
Wait there.
Okay, we can't communicate just through the video. Our listeners will be. Oh, Utica. Utica Queen. Yeah, I get it now. So I'll paint the bottom white. And
Okay.
that's step one. Step one, he's off to Harvard Law.
Step one, I paint the bottom white.
To get a nice base coat. Step two, wait and let it dry. Start at the bottom because you're working to the top. That's why I'm painting the bottom first, not the
Yep.
top.
Look at, see, and we do Legally Blonde too. Wow.
Legally crafty.
Crafty
Oh.
blonde. Because I'm a crafty blonde.
But you, so that means you'd have to dye your hair bleach blonde. I'd have to
I
lighten
almost did
mine.
once for KSBA when I
I want
played
my.
Elle Woods for our rendition of This Dress Needs to Seal the Deal, like a grown
Oh.
man kneel. But it can't come right out and say bride. Can't
I don't
look
have hopes
like
for
I'm
this paint.
desperate or like I'm waiting for it.
I feel
I
like this
gotta
wood
feel
is
where I
absorbing this
draw.
paint.
Is it because you sanded it? It's a bride
No, if
hole.
anything, that helps that. But it's like absorbing it. So I may have to bust out those paint by number paints. GD it. That's actually the Legally Blonde Arts and Crafts soundtrack. It's you singing the actual soundtrack and me just like
Swearing
talking
over
about
your fucking crafts.
yes, my failed craft, my fucking paint, fucking cheap ass, fucking
Absorbent
bullshit.
shit.
It I've almost used like all the white, and it's not even
There's
like
no way that it's, there's no way that's enough paint.
Steezy, it's absorbing all of it. This is horrible. I think the other paint is a little more, heavy duty. This is water, cheap ass fucking.
They gave you such little amount of paint.
For this huge ass treasure
It's a big
chest.
ass, and it's got a mirror inside.
Oh, it's one of those cheap ass like reflector that, like you can't even, it sucks. You can't, it's like you see yourself, but it's like a fucking blurred ass, confused. Like I'm getting into the other paints. I'm still
Okay.
here. I'm still here. I can hear you. I'm just gonna
Show yourself. I
show
can't. My
yourself.
mirror sucks.
No, seriously, I can't. So, where are you in your step of crafting?
In my step of crafting, I'm on a. I think I have this spot to do, like, because it's spots, it's a giraffe thing, right? And I have this spot to do. I have
Not
one
cute.
more to do here. And then a little bit of another one, and then I just gotta finish. Yeah, I'm not too far. I'm probably like three quarters of the way done with it, with this one. Well, not three quarters of the way. I'm three quarters of the way done with the spots, and then I gotta go through and fill all the negative space with a cream color. So, like this color starkly against white,
That's
you know?
deep.
And then that way, the cream color will kind of be the piece that ties them all together. Because I'm going to use the same one for the zebra. And then I'm going to use an angle. No, maybe I won't. I'll use like a light gray for the zebra.
Didn't in college, didn't you, me, and Bianca go to like the DIA?
Yes. We had to go
Remember
for a class, right? Why did Bianca,
that?
who, what was that? You just unearthed the memory. I just
Suppressed.
completely forgot I had.
It was
How
it
class are we
Leslie's
in with her?
class? Was it Leslie's class?
Was she in our class?
And maybe we all had to go down there not at the same time, but it's
It
just
probably
me.
was Elements of Design.
Yeah.
Maybe she was in our class.
Show yourself.
I want to hear Kermit do that.
That's oddly
So
specific.
I was on TikTok, and the song that came on, you know, the song where it's like, and the days go by, you let the water pull me down, and the days go by,
Is it like
no,
newer?
it's like an 80s song. It's the Talking Heads. Same as it ever was. Same as
I
it
don't
ever
know her. I don't
Damn,
know her.
it's a great ass song. I love it. And I was scrolling through TikTok and I hadn't thought of it in a hot minute. But Kermit the Frog did a version of it, and it's so 80s. The Kermit puppet has like this white suit on with these square ass shoulders, and it's the funniest thing to me, just hearing him sing this song.
Wow.
And now I want to hear Kermit versions of all of these songs.
Everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some like fetish like subculture. No, seriously, like I bet.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Like I bet good money that there's like Kermit and Miss Piggy like fanfics.
Oh, 100 P.
Oh yeah. Sorry I'm not too much in the video. I'm kind of like leaning over to paint, but I put some of the purple paint over the white paint and it kind of looks pretty so far. I'm not done. But
Ooh,
I
look
like
at
how it's
that. It's like a nice
maybe.
tie-dye.
Oh, that's a good idea. But this is the bottom, so I can't like, I can't spend too much attention on the bottom. Unless
Unless you are the bottom.
it kind of looks like Gengar, like Haunter colors in Pokemon.
Oh, maybe you should do Pokemon themed.
Pokebox.
A Pokebox for your.
Like one side could be yellow and have like red cheeks.
Yeah, and the purple one, that's the like the bottom part is like
The
the
ghost
psychic or the
Gengar.
ghost ones. Because it also looks kind of like the color of Ghastly.
Yep, yeah, then that's evolutions are Haunter and Gengar,
Oh,
so
look
they're
at
all kind of the same.
me.
I know, you like hate Pokemon.
No, I just only played Pokemon Yellow and I never got anywhere. I
Oh,
got like
so
stuck at
good.
one level and I don't know what to do.
Oh
I don't know where to go.
You're like known for quitting video games.
Nah.
Okay, then I'm not known
Okay,
for quitting movies.
who's the one that goes for 100% for every single one of their Lego games?
Who, your Harry Potter
Me.
Lego?
Yeah, and it's hard. I'm at a 98%. I haven't given up. I just don't know what to do next.
Wow, interesting.
Yes. But speaking of video games,
What about Crash Bandicoot?
I started playing the third game. Like you said, you suggested just go to the third game. So I started doing that one, and it's so much more fun because I'm not stuck on the
It's not
same
as
fucking
stressful.
level. Yeah. I
Yeah.
did my Great Wall of China one.
Oh,
And I did the other one I really like that Crash does is like the one where he's got a, it's like in,
my God, this is
it's like very
beautiful.
Aladdin vibes and he's got to like climb the things.
Oh, I the yep, I the jump to the and hang on him. Yeah, I know
Yep,
what
yep,
you're talking
yep.
about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Stat wait, I'll show, oh my God. See, now I'm making the bottom look too pretty and I don't even get to see it.
Well, you'll just have to make sure you lift it up every now and then.
True, true. And make the other sides just as pretty. But this is like
Exactly.
gorgeous.
It's gorge. Let me
Look at
see.
this.
Ooh, I like, and then if you mix it a little bit more, you'll get that ombre, like blend it
Yeah.
on that
Yep.
line. It's gonna be perfect. Look at you little crafty
Lovely.
bitch.
I don't know why you're so shocked. I mean, your face. like, whoa.
Keith, I like love you, but like we took makeup class together, so
What do you
the
mean?
gender swap day.
Don't fucking bring that up. Fuck you. I did other good stuff.
Oh, you did. Just that one was not.
Fuck off.
Your Grinch, though, was great. I will
Thank
say that. Your
you.
Grinch was the best
Thanks, it was, I know.
for that character day. What else did we have to do?
Like 80s, 60.
Didn't we have to do like a 20s one? And the men just got to like, didn't you guys just put foundation on?
Nothing.
And like all of
Yeah.
the women were like stressing.
It was like a basic correct. There was basic correction. That was easy.
But you guys also had to like correct your beard and stuff too. So there's like a level that goes into that.
Didn't really have a beard, so I didn't. I still don't.
You should grow your mustache out again. Why are we
Not
so
really
averse to
feeling
the
it right now. Not really
mustache?
feeling it right now.
Wow.
I don't know. I had it for like 7 months.
Yeah. How are you
You said
feeling?
you were like, oh no, I don't know. I just want a little break from it. What were you said earlier, like a couple of minutes ago, you said like speaking of video games, but then we got off topic.
Oh, speaking of video games, the new Marvel game? The Lego
Oh, the
game?
Lego one?
Yeah.
Well, I
Where are
beat
you at?
Pokemon Snap.
Look at you! So does that mean that you got all, you like snapped the
I
pictures of
didn't
all the
want.
Pokemon?
No, I beat the playthrough of it. There's
Ooh.
214 Pokemon, and I got like 167, which isn't bad. And then also for each Pokemon, there's like four different rankings too. There's like 1, 2, 3, and 4 star rankings. So like to fully complete it, it's like get like a 1 star ranking is them just like standing there, basically. Like a sec, a two, yeah, like that. A 2 star rating is them like maybe like eating an apple. Like so they're doing something. You know, Stacy's miming out all of these fucking Pokemon actions. And then 3 star, maybe it's like kind of like flying, and there's like also like another Pokemon in it, so you get like bonus points. Where's your other Pokemon? Are you waving along for your friend to come along? And then the fourth one is when you catch them doing something like special. Either like you had to like trigger it, like maybe they're like angry or like doing a power, or like fight exactly, like in stance mode. Yep, and you want it like center frame and it all to be in the picture as big as it can. But I was like really good at it. I beat it. It was 19 hours was my like
Wow.
gameplay for the playthrough. It's fun.
That's good.
Yeah, I recommend it to anyone Switch.
Only the Switch, or can our listeners get it somewhere else?
No, only the Switch.
Do you have an
Just
affiliate code you should let them know
no, I
about?
don't. No. All right, so how is your craft going?
Minecraft is going good. He's
Good.
keyed.
Now,
Are you on a side? Did you finish the bottom yet?
I finished the bottom.
Did you finish
Yes,
the
I'm on a side now, and I decided I'm gonna make the both sides yellow, and then in the center will be Pikachu's cheek. So it's like the sides of the box.
That's so cute.
Yeah, about vibes.
Vibes.
Hi, vibes. Oh, happy Mother's Day, everyone. Happy Mother's Day.
Was your Mother's Day celebration with Cap Camp?
Oh good.
Good,
My
good, good.
dad made like brunch. He
Ooh.
made like eggs and bacon and air fried fries and chicken strips.
For you?
No, like for like the brunch part of it. Like I thought it was just gonna be like
Lunch
breakfast
part
food.
of the
Yeah, he made like chicken strips. It's cute.
Look at Kirk.
Yeah, and I said Mom's new laptop
Oh, yeah.
that my brother and his wife got her, and she liked it.
Such
And
a
I
good
taught,
gift.
yes, loved it,
Loved it, babes.
Love. Babes. Yeah, about babes. So anyway, do you want to hear what I got up to last night?
Yes.
So I had a few Trulies left over in my fridge. And when I left Alex and Elizabeth, so we went over there for the Mother's Day barbecue, I was like, can I take a couple Trulies? And Alex is like, yeah, for sure. Because, like, he buys them by the fucking 24 case. So, like, they have so many. Yeah, whenever he goes to Costco, like, he buys them. Because him and like, he likes them now, too. So he drinks them. So I took a few. A.K.A. four. And I drank them all last night. And I had a few others. And I was a little cross-faded. And I started playing this like kitchen type game that I downloaded a while ago on the Switch and never played, where like the customers are coming up and you have to make their specific pizzas and blah blah blah. Stacy, I played for 3 hours last night and I was crossfaded as fuck, and it started to get like really hard. I was like, I got this. Fuck, I dropped my paintbrush. I was like, I got this. I did fucking 30 levels I beat last night.
Wow.
I was like, I used to be a pizza boy. This is fucking easy.
I was
going to
say.
Seriously, it probably helped.
I mean, probably. With the wow.
So there's 60 levels, and I was playing for a little bit before our craft date, and now I'm at like level 38, and there's 60.
What's it called?
Oh, I forgot. I can pull it up. My remote's right
it's
here.
It's funny that you started a kitchen game, because you know me, I'm the absolute best at downloading a game, getting really hyper focused on it, playing it for quite some time nonstop, then never playing it again for another like 6 months. And I have all of these games on my phone. I cycle through, and I've been really big on Yahtzee lately.
Oh, okay.
And that's a good one. But I switched today to Diner Dash Adventures.
Oh, so
we both
similar?
Switched to kitchen games.
It's so fun. If it's available on your phone, you should get it or download it from the Xbox store or whatever you use.
What's it called?
I'm pulling it up right now. Yes. Sugar Plum.
Also, another fun kitchen one, if you want one on your phone, Keith, is the SpongeBob one.
Do you make orders?
Yeah, you make orders and you go through a Bikini Bottom and you like renovate your restaurant as you do it. And it's all like SpongeBob characters. And like, you got to get your specific character to give you like the best chances of beating the level too.
Okay.
I feel like you would really like it if you're on this kicking.
It's not really I never really played them that much before. It's called, it's Cooking Tycoon, but it's a 3-in-1 bundle. So there's a pizza level like game. There's a burger one, and then I don't know what the third one is. I can't tell from the picture. So they probably all have 60 levels, I guess.
Nice, nice, nice.
So I'm going to beat it.
Oh, or you're going to need it, need it, need it, need it, need the pizza dough.
Oh.
Get it.
That was some gentle humor.
That was. Thank you so Thank much. You Gentle meeting, you know?
Thank you. Thank you for that. So, do you like crafting?
It's like asking.
Do you craft here often?
Do you craft here often? I love crafting. Michael's is my happy place. I get so much inspiration.
There's so much fun stuff you can get.
There really is. I love me some Michaels.
The best part of weekend.
But I'm very glad that I got back into cross stitching recently.
You're good
it's been
at
my
it.
Vibe for a hot minute. Oh, thank you, love.
You're welcome.
You never told me. Oh, what exactly do you want for your cross stitch this Christmas?
I don't know. I have to think.
Oh, I thought you said you already had an idea.
I have to like start brainstorming it.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know, something will come up. So I want to make it a goal to visit Florida, like by the end of the year.
Yes.
Because, of course, I want to visit my Brookie Poo. But then also, Ginger Minj and I have been texting. And she was like, when are you going to come down here and, like, visit? Like, I would love to see you. So if, like, she's in town and I can, like, double dip and hang out with Brooklyn and Ginger. I mean, she lives in the Orlando area, and so does Brooklyn. So I think it would all line up really well. And I could just take, like, a long weekend, like, take Friday and Monday off or something, leave Thursday night. And I'm sure, especially if I watch and, like, do it at the right time or early enough, if I know, like, a set date, like, it's a round trip probably wouldn't be too crazy expensive
No, it
for
won't. I mean,
Florida.
and everyone right now, all of the airlines just want people to fly. So they're like, at least from what I've seen, they're like really reasonable on the if you need to switch your flight, there's like no fees for it.
Well, do you know Alex and Elizabeth are going to Florida? They're leaving on Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that why no gifts or whatever?
No,
Because
it's
they.
for their birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm not gonna like front. This looks really cute, but I
Stop it. Yes, it does.
just feel, I have to fill in the yellow more now, but oh my
Look
God.
at you. Do you know what you're going to do for the back and the top yet? And the
No.
front.
I don't.
It'll come to you.
Oh, boo.
Look at how, so remember how Squish was trying to get herself in this box earlier? This
Yes.
bag?
Squish. Pissed. Squish is pissed.
It's just her face. She is the epitome of resting bitch face.
Right.
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 She always looks pissed.
So have you been watching anything? Are you re-binging anything? Are you watching anything new? What's your
I love how
schedule
you were asking, are you watching anything?
going?
And then you switched to, are you re-binging anything? Because you know me, I'm always watching the same shit over and
That's why I said it. After it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, it's gonna be Schitt's Creek or
it's actually Stranger Things this time around
because the
because
new season.
the season four trailer got dropped and I started watching it and I finished season one. And I saw, oh, season four trailer got dropped and I was like, perfect timing. So I just
But
finished. What?
you've seen them all before?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I just finished season two.
I love that
So
show.
I'm gonna start season three.
When
It's
does the
such a
first season come out? The summer?
I don't know if they've actually given a date. Normally I don't think they've given a date. Normally they do around like the July 4th-ish time. That's when they did the last one. And that's the thing, me and my stepbrother, whenever I go home for the 4th of July or whatever time I'm home, we binge whatever TV show comes out that time. So I think it's gonna come out then. Unsure, but I am excited either way.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I haven't watched the trailer yet.
It's good. There's already some wild theories out there about what. There's
Is this
technically
go
two. What were you saying?
is it gonna is this gonna be the last season?
Yeah, the final one. They're gonna wrap up the whole series.
Well, the kids fucking can rent a car now. Like, the illusion's gonna be hard to keep.
Really is.
Right. You know what? I just want justice for Barb. Like, she's my favorite character on that show. And they just like did her dirty. She was
She's
just trying to be
literally
like
in
the
three
caring friend.
episodes.
I know, and that's how I have her Funko Pop. Did you know
Yes, I
that?
didn't know that.
And I have the Joyce Funko Pop too, and she's holding the Christmas lights.
Oh, it's
It's
so good.
dope. Season one is like the best. Like, it's, and I don't know. I
Season one
just
is good.
a little more yellow.
Season two for me, I. No, this is going to be a hot take, spicy opinion here.
Perfect time.
I skipped through Eleven's like backstory parts of season two. It's like the most boring part to me.
Well, are those people going to come back in this last season? Because didn't they not come in the third season, like, at all? But like we like didn't we learn like about them, but then they just like went away. Like I thought we would they'd be in it more, didn't you?
I didn't think they would be in it, but I figured they would be coming back, just I don't know what capacity. So in the season four trailer, they actually have two more teaser trailers coming out. They
Oh,
because it has 001 out of 004 on the first one with Hopper to show that Hopper's still alive. And then they do
Oh.
the second one that just came out, and it's ooh.
Oh, I was just holding it. I wasn't,
It's cool.
yeah, like that.
And then they do they show the kids like in the rainbow room again, so it's gonna go back to like when
Oh, the
Elle was,
original.
yeah, so I think maybe she'll come back then, I don't know, but yeah, when she's like going through her stuff and she's having that like emotional scene with her sister, I'm like, next. And it sucks because it's one of my favorite episodes when they're like trying to when they figure out all of the then Bob the Brain comes in and figures out that it's Hawkins.
Oh
It's
yeah.
one of my favorite episodes. Oh, it's so good.
I should probably rewatch it before the last season comes out.
Join me.
You know, you're already
Join
ahead
the
of
ladies.
me. And you
Welcome.
watch shows like faster than I do usually.
I do. I watch it when I get ready in the morning. I watch it during lunch.
I watched the first two episodes of WandaVision
You and that, I'm so glad you like that show.
again. I love it.
Ah.
I have a lot of orange color. What Pokemon is orange?
Charmander,
No, no,
Charizard.
no.
Charmander. No, it wasn't as. No, 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 no,
Good
no.
night.
Good night. Bye. Keep in
Flick.
touch.
Keep in touch. Okay.
Are there, oh, and the fishes, the fish, the
Oh,
magic, the
Magikarp.
Magikarp is orange.
I could make it like a flame.
For Charizard, and are you going to do the back because the Charizard's tail is the flame?
It is the back of the box, yeah.
It's cute because his little tail is a flame,
But
and it's
do
his
I make the
back.
whole thing a flame? Or like in the center a flame and then this is
What
so
if you did?
stressful.
What if you did a flame in the center and then orange, like do like a yellow and a red,
Like a
like little
smaller one in
flame,
the center.
and then paint the rest of it orange.
Oh, and I could even get crafty and try to make a tail going down, like from the fire flame.
Yeah, like Toulon.
Yeah, oh my God. This is gonna be worth so much money. Oh my gosh. So you know what we never discussed on the pod? The RuPaul finale. We never.
We were
We
both
had
so
two
hurt. We were personally offended by that reunion
from
that we refused.
the reunion,
Wow. All
right?
right. So let's give the people what they want.
I know. So out of the top four, Simone won.
Yes. Thank
Spoiler
God.
alert! Right? Spoiler alert! If you have not seen, and then did you know? Alaska and Willem were talking about it. That studio audience like thing in the live parking lot was filmed a couple days beforehand. It wasn't even at the same time. Yeah, and then they're like Jada like wasn't really there. Like they Jada filmed that and then was at the finale. And then even when Jada walked in to like give the scepter or whatever, they're like, when did Jada have time to beat a brand new face, like brand new makeup?
Wow.
So they filmed it, and like that's why all of Jada's reactions were super like basic, like haha, right, Rue.
Wow.
But that's the magic of TV, folks.
It is. God damn it. Oh.
City
And
never
the
sleeps.
city, it literally never does. They bumped up trains back 24 hours. But anyhoozle.
Oh.
So, Simone won, and poor Rosé was done fucking dirty.
Did you honestly think like I rewatched them with Wyatt and he was like those lip syncs like weren't that
They
good like none of
weren't
them were
good. None of
really
them were good.
good like it
No,
was not
Simone's was the best, hands down. She embodied both of the songs. I think her reveals weren't just reveals. They were exciting.
But the only critique, I love Simone too, but the only sometimes hard thing about the reveals that the girls do is like they're more effective if they have like a connection to the song or make sense as to why it's happened at that point. So like that thing like bursting out of her head, like she had to have something that it could have been done to any of the three songs.
Yeah.
So you probably just do it on like, you know, a big beat or something.
Exactly.
So people were like complaining about that. But no, but I mean, I'm happy Simone won as well.
I'm thought pissed. It was Candy Muse made it through the first round.
Yeah, I don't get that. I still don't get that.
Well, Rosé's fucking ankle was sprained.
But, like, wouldn't you, I mean, haven't, like, ballet dancers and shit, like, dance on, like, broken feet and shit? You, like, you said, like, get through it just for that. I sound like your Russian ballet teacher. She's like, you break your foot, get on the dance floor. Why does that sound like kind of, like, disco? Get out of that, the dance floor. Your foot broken?
Too bad.
Too bad. You do dance, moose.
Your foot broken because you moose.
Your foot will not be broken if you want moose.
If you do Russian diet, vodka and sex, no moose. No broken foot?
Vodka, sex, water. This orange is actually very similar to Charmander and Charizard's color. Yes! This is going to be pretty dope, to be honest.
Oh, could you? And then do you have brown?
I could probably make it. Could you make some brown?
Brown cast. Why? Stunning. I was thinking like America? The front. I was thinking what? Like the front, you could do like brown with like a yellow beak for like a flying character for the front.
Oh, like Hoot Hoot.
Like Hoot Hoot or hoots. Pidgey or Sparrow.
Hoot Hoot is the mascot. Hoot, hoot.
This whole time I've been working on one spot of this fucking giraffe print.
Wow.
It's takes a while to get this shit done.
Are you gonna mail it to her or wait till you're home?
No, for her birthday I'm gonna mail it to her.
Oh, okay. Should I paint over the hinges?
Do what you want, boo, if you think so. Why not? It's your box.
Do what you want with my box.
That's actually very sexual. Do what you want. Do you want with my box?
I was so excited when that song was coming out as a single before the album, and I was like, that's going to be so good. And then it was like one of my least favorite songs in the album.
Yep.
Do you like Do What You Want?
It's like a bop, but it's not like one that I'm like, yes, I'm going to listen to it right away. Right, you know what I mean?
A fucking loop. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, it's not a skip, but it's not a repeat.
That's deep.
Thank you. That's what I put on your cross stitch. It's not a skip, but it's not a repeat.
We all know those songs.
We all do, you know? What you want with my body? So how was the rest of your weekend? We're like, yeah, we're just talking craft.
Literally. I was just at Alex's yesterday. I hung out with Parker on Friday.
Nice.
That's who I watched the first two episodes of WandaVision with.
WandaVision. Look at it.
You like
it's like his little butt. Yeah.
Love that. 17. So 17. I listened to some Hamilton last night and I was like crossfaded, like I said. And I was like, this is so good.
How does a bastard often done with a hole in a fastness dropped in the middle? If Nicki Minaj did Hamilton,
could you imagine? The Reynolds Man Flare.
You ever let somebody ruin your own life?
Trust me, Nikki
Nikki just
Dow.
goes off.
That'd be so
Because that's
good.
what a motherfucking monster does.
And that's what fucking Hamilton did. I wanted to see Hamilton live with my dad when it toured and I couldn't get tickets. Now I'm wondering, like, because I honestly do think he'd like it because he does love history. And he doesn't, like, hate musicals.
But he doesn't love them either.
Right. But I feel like the content, like, maybe he'd like it. So I'm wondering if we watch, like, the Disney Plus, like, live version, if he would like it
yeah.
or not. I wonder.
If I had one wish.
Oh, it's all still wet. I can
get a
paint.
Hair dryer.
No, that's. Oh, I can paint the side standing up like this. This is fine.
Okay.
This is fine. Show yourself.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
So true. Now,
excuse me.
Oh, Bath and Body Works had a sale.
How many candles did you buy?
Four.
3 wicks?
Yes.
Amazing. What'd you get?
It was buy two, get two. Free.
Wow.
And Becca had a coupon in the mail for a 20% off coupon. So I got to use that. So I got 4 3-wick candles for $47, which isn't bad, like, at all.
Wow.
I got a fresh lilac one that I got a single wick of, and I love it. So it's just, like, so fresh and springy and just, like, brightens up my mood. So I got a 3-wick of that. I got a 3-wick called Laundry Day, I think. And it was, like, with, like, linen and, like, apple or something. I forgot. But it sounded really good and had really good reviews. I got another one called – it was, like, an online exclusive called, like, Lake – what was it? I don't know, like Lake House at Night or something.
Ooh.
Or something. I texted it to Becca. And then the last one was another spring. Oh, the last one was Lavender Vanilla, which
Ooh.
I had another one with that scent and loved it. Oh, Lakeside Morning, online exclusive. Yeah, so I'm like, oh, like waking up at the lake, like chilling.
Waking up at the lake.
Waking up at the lake. Let's get into some trouble. That's it. Would that be in the Lana musical?
I mean, I don't see why not.
I forgot to tell you. When Parker and I hung out on Friday, he really likes Lana, too. So, like, major props for that. And he put it on his phone while we were, like, smoking and hanging out in my room. Because I love my different colored lights in there and stuff. I just, like, chill the smoke in my room. And he accidentally had the same Lana song on a loop for, like, 20, 25 minutes. And, like, we didn't even realize it. So, I don't know if I was, like, lost and, like... because I was like, oh, like, let's switch from Lana to something else, and he looked and he was like, it's been the same song the whole time. I was like,
wow.
But I had a little Lana morning the other day. Like, I started work and I just listened to Lana for like 2 hours. I listened to her new album straight through.
How was it?
Good. Her nothing will be her first two for me. What?
Oh yeah, remember how we used to listen to Lana in college,
and play KeyQuest. Kids would cheat and they would get mad because we were winning.
Yeah.
And then they'd, like, leave the game. And if they left, that meant, like, we got less.
Yeah, it pissed me off because, like, you had to finish the game for anyone to get anything.
Yeah.
Be yep. so pissed. Sore losers.
I know.
But our setup was so funny. It was literally your sitting across from me at your circle table. I had my laptop. The lights were all off, like, except for your kitchen light and candles on
candle,
the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
With your wine.
Always. Lana streaming. Us getting into KeyQuest. I have a Bath and Body Works candle lit right now. It's called Fireside.
Ooh.
And it smells like a roasting, like, bonfire.
Amazing.
I know. I could be a spokesperson. I'm a little worried because I don't have a lot of yellow paint left. How, can't you make yellow out of red and orange? Or red and white? No, yellow. No, orange and white. Shut up, fucking colored pinwheel bitch.
Yellow's a primary color. You can't make it. It makes
Yes,
other
you
colors.
can. Okay, Google. What colors do you mix to get yellow?
On the website reference.com, they say, what two colors make yellow? When painting or using additive color mixing, yellow is considered a primary color, meaning that it cannot be created by mixing two other colors. However, in subtractive coloring, yellow can be made by mixing red and green. To find out more, look for the link in our Google Home or Google Assistant app.
Any questions? Okay, so all right, let's improvise. I can do something else Pikachu related.
You don't have enough for his other cheek?
I can do the red cheek, but I don't have the yellow to go around it.
Well, Pikachu is yellow, so I don't know if you'll be able to find.
You know what? Let's try this fucking bargain bin ass cheap ass paint. I can mix. Okay. Am so smart. No, I know. Listen, I can mix the cheap ass basic paint with the good white paint and see if the white good paint takes on the color of the cheap yellow paint.
And you'll have more yellow.
Exactly.
Amazing. Yes, that'll work.
Yeah, you were just like mocking
Not at all. Just didn't know where you were going
I
with
felt like I
it.
was Charlie on Always Sunny when he's pointing at the board, the conspiracy theory, and everything's connecting. That was me.
It was
Let's hope
100%.
that it works. Oh,
It should. White takes anything.
Stacey and I, it was just like we were on The Office and we looked into the camera at the same time. That lineup
We should do this more
was money.
often where we can see each other.
I know, it's funny. It's like
Because, like, I
interactive
know the faces
time.
that you're making, but now I can see the faces that you're making.
Beautiful.
Milo, stay away from my raisins. Milo, Cass can't eat raisins.
The
Now I have that
musical.
stupid. Oh my God, let's make that a new game. You just yell the musical
What?
after everything.
Yeah, perfect. Wait, what song stuck in your head?
One Wish by Ray J. If I had
Why?
one, I don't know. I have
Did
no
we sing
idea.
that
I
earlier?
think someone said One Wish and I just ran with it.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't.
I don't know.
A dream is a wish your heart makes. Why am I singing this like demented, haunted house version? A
Oh, speaking
dream.
of, that's actually funny. So there's this guy on TikTok called the MT,
That
he spells
is funny.
TEA.
Okay.
It's so good. And
Right.
he is like explains a lot of theory and stuff behind musical theater songs, and it's really great. And he does it in a really fun, interesting way. I think he's also a teacher too. So what he did is he started doing Disney songs, but in their parallel minor key.
Oh, cool. I
And
like that.
then he had, which, that's fun and all, but then he started doing the villain songs in the parallel major.
Oh, wow. That's
So he
cool.
did Poor Unfortunate Souls, and it made it even more maniacal because it was all like a happy-go-lucky and
Oh,
like,
cool. I'd
I'll have to send
listen.
it to you.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
like that stuff.
It was really, really funny. It was like poor unfortunate souls. So good.
Oh, Ella watched The Little Mermaid for the first time today.
What did she think?
Elizabeth said it kept her attention. She liked Under the Sea.
Under the sea.
Would you play
Under.
Sebastian in that?
I'm not Scarlett Johansson.
Starring Scarlett Johansson as Harriet Tubman.
The role of a lifetime. She's been waiting forever to play.
Finally, it's her time to shine. Show yourself. So, I like crafting, too. You never asked if I
like. Have you been sitting on that this whole episode?
I've been sitting on the secret, honey, this whole time.
What's that secret?
No, I'm just kidding. Sitting on a secret. Yeah, that's it. Shh. Hope no one
don't
listens.
Don't tell mama.
Don't tell mama I'm making crafts. No, I told her. I was like, I bought a paint your own treasure chest in Five Below. She's like, okay.
I don't think anything could have surprised
me. Right, just, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gaga.
My darling. But yeah, so what kind of crafts do you like to do?
You know what, we're past the moment.
Oh, we're past the moment.
I like painting. I like those ones where you get like the empty like plastic bottles that are in like different shapes and you get like neon colored sand.
Yes.
And you pour the sand in like different let's do that when you're here.
Sand art, yes.
They're always at Five Below, so I bet they will be this summer. So I'll
done
make a
and
note.
Done.
I fucking love that shit.
I'll make one for you and you make one for me and I'll take it back to New York.
Yes.
And you can keep
it. And I can sleep with it under my pillow and think of you. And then I accidentally break it. And I wake up and stand all over my bed. And I think I'm, like, on a beach. And then my bed. And there's just neon sand all fucking stuck in my airway and nasal cavity. It's purple neon sand sneezing out. But in my brain, I think I'm on the beach, like, in the Florida Keys. I think it's a dream. But I cracked the dolphin figurine you gave me.
Speechless. I'm legitimately so many layers. All of that, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope we can recreate that for you.
Oh, me too. I'm putting it out in the universe. Just like how I said I was going to meet my husband this year, and I was like, Stack, can you back me up on this? And you were like, nope. That's exactly
not how
what
we
happened.
Really went, but like...
Okay. Okay. The audience knows the truth.
So, audience, if you know the truth, email us at the number 2 @gmail.com.
I've even started putting our fucking email address in our fucking episode descriptions. I have been. Like, fucking email. Well, obviously people are, like, fucking listening. We won't be getting these views if people actually weren't listening. Especially if you think about it, like, the newer ones coming out, too. You know what I mean? Like, or does someone stumble across our page and listen to the most recent one? The one with our most streams is our first episode. It's 47.
Damn.
I know.
As we're berating, maybe we're berating our listeners to email us.
I know.
Maybe it's fine.
We're like, show yourself, bitches.
Show yourself.
Show yourself. Where are you from? Where you been? How you do?
What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
Is a boo boo bear? Is a big enough?
Hey, boo boo. Did I ever tell you the story that my family was at, like, Yosemite Park or something, or some campground? I don't remember. But I was pre-Keith, so it just doesn't matter. Just PK.
I don't have any information about that.
Oh, my house is fucking haunted. Remember when I read the demon book and I had that haunting?
Yes.
I couldn't remember the second thing that happened. The first thing was the magnet thing falling from my fridge, and I can't remember that there was two things.
The chair? Something was over on the left. Something was over by your dining room.
Oh, and like fell or something. Yeah, it was weird. So anyway, they're at a park and it's Alex is like five. So it's probably like right before, like the summer before I was born or something. And they needed someone to go in like the Boo Boo Bear Boo Boo outfit, like the mascot outfit. And they asked my mom, because I guess she was like the right size for it or whatever. And she was like thinking about it. And Alex was like crying. And he's like, I don't want you to be Boo Boo Bear. I don't want you to be Boo Boo Bear. So she didn't do it.
So basically you're saying Alex crushed your mother's dreams of being Boo Boo at fucking Yellowstone National Park and could have set your life on a much different trajectory. And poor Alex, insecure little five-year-old that he was, said, no, Mom, you cannot be Boo Boo.
Yeah, wow. Basically. Could you imagine?
Like, where would your guys' life be if your mother did take the costume and put it on and become Boo Boo?
Brooke would probably be involved in some way.
But Brooke and your mom meet at, like, a furry convention?
No, Brooke would have became a furry, like, much sooner, probably, if my mom was her neighbor and, like, fursuiting.
Yeah.
Strictly in Boo Boo the Bear.
Well, I think like your mom would be like a mascot, not fursuiting. It's like a little different. Yeah,
it is. That's so funny. So yeah, she didn't do it because Alex was like crying about it.
Wow, Alex. Ayo, Kekka is a big enough basket.
Ayo, boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
Can I just say I've also never watched an episode of Yogi the Bear?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did when I was a kid. Oh, the top of the box is going to be yellow for, like, blue for, like, Squirtle or something. A water Pokemon, because I love blue.
Yes. You could make it, like, the shell for Squirtle.
Yeah, that might be hard. Yeah, we'll see. Oh, but it's already kind of striated, like. I could color in the lines or something. I don't know. So I have to start 60 Days In season 3. I'll probably start it this week.
Oh my gosh, how did season 2 go?
Good. Ashley, they did like a 7-month reunion and like Ashley didn't go. Like she didn't. And then she was pregnant with their second, like her and Zach had a second kid. It was good. I think I liked it more than the first season.
Yeah.
More went on.
Oh,
so I'm sure it's only gonna. Yeah.
Wait till like season 6.
There's 6 seasons. Why are there birds still outside?
Literally, it's like pitch black.
It's almost 9.
It's almost 9.
So.
I started a new. Dot.
Oh. I thought you were going to say a new book, and I was like, if it's not The Merciless, I'm going to be so mad.
No, everyone is like, why didn't you read Midnight Sun yet? Or everyone I've been talking to is also like, what are you currently reading? And I was like, well, I'm supposed to start this book called The Merciless.
Everyone's like, yikes.
They're like, tell me about it. And I'm like, The Craft meets Mean Girls meets Heathers.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, why haven't you started? I was like, I'm just in a book, like, slump right now. I'm not reading books. And then someone I think it was Marty was like, why didn't you read Midnight Sun if you have it? Like, and I was like, because I have to read The Merciless first. I can't read a book. I gotta read The Merciless. I promise Keith. My conscience won't let me.
And like you're like when you put your head to it, you're like a fast reader.
Exactly. I just gotta be in the mood. And once I'm in the mood, it's over for these pages.
Like, if you were in a reading mood, you could finish The Merciless in a day, like, easily. Probably,
yeah, easily.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get into it. It still is on my goal of the week.
It's been there
for weeks. Sunny.
Right, literally.
It's been up there with finish an Animal Cross Stitch and start The Merciless. I don't even put, like, finish The Merciless. I just put start The Merciless.
Start, like, just getting that out
like,
there.
One page.
Just crack it open, please.
Literally remove
That's
it from
all
the
I
bookshelf.
want. Just walk around with it a little bit. It's gonna feel for it. Well, now that it's getting warmer out, you can do your classic like Carrie Bradshaw, go to a cafe with a book outside with your blueberry scone.
Yeah, my little
American
vegan
latte.
bakery. Yeah.
See?
I can. That I can. Well, I used to do that on Saturdays, but now that Euchre moved up earlier,
Oh, yeah.
now I think I gotta do it on Sundays. Which means I have to work out Saturday so that I can just chill on Sundays. I guess I could work out at night.
So you can beat up some squirrels in the park.
Let's meet
hey,
Peter at the park.
Hey, boo-boo. Wasn't that Glozell?
Yes.
I love Glozell.
Iconic.
Glozell Lydia Green, better known as Glozell, is an American comedian.
Am I saying G-O-O-D-L-E?
No, you're not.
2008, with video interviews, comedy about her life and song parodies.
I think it's time to turn it off.
Turn it off.
Like
the
light switch.
Let's go click.
It's a nifty little Google trick.
Mormon trick. Oh.
Hey, Google.
No, it's you're in my headphones. I can't hear you.
Oh, damn. Let me just, like, hey, Google.
I'm like, ah. Thanks. Oh. So.
Oh. Did you hear mine just go off?
Yeah, but you said it. But you said it. Okay, y'all. This podcast is possessed.
Because I started talking about the fucking Merciless.
No. You said, hey, G-O-O-G-L-E. You said that.
Hey, G-O-O-G-L-E.
No, you didn't spell it. You said that out loud.
What did I say?
Hey.
I can't understand you. I'm not
going to say it. Hey, Google. What time is it?
It's 8:56 p.m.
Hey, Google. Tell me a joke.
What do you call a bear with no teeth?
Gummy bear.
Gummy bear.
Ha! Beat you to it. I'm smarter than a computer.
Are you smarter than a Google?
Are you smarter than a computer? What else? Okay, Google, tell me a fun fact.
Mental Floss says that the ocean doesn't reflect the blue sky. It actually absorbs it. Blue light goes deeper, so that's why the ocean appears blue.
I think I knew that.
Yes, we knew that in fourth grade, Google.
It's like, sorry, bitch.
I want one that actually talks back. Like, I want one that actually, like, is, like...
Have you ever been to one of those restaurants where the servers have to be mean to you on purpose?
Yes.
You love
it's
it,
last
don't
resort.
You?
Ugh.
Do you love it?
I think it's so much fun.
I'd be scared.
They make, at Dick's Last Resort, they have that giant crepe paper stuff that they used in, like, elementary school. And they, like, rip it off and they write something on it and they make it a hat and they put it on your head. And basically, you're not allowed to look at it. We went there for my 16th birthday when I lived in Vegas.
What did they write on here?
The only thing I got for my birthday was my period, and he smeared ketchup on it.
That's horrible.
And we're all, like, and it was, like, we're all, like, 16, right? So we go to the casino, and whenever we went to the, because everything's in the casino in Vegas.
Vegas life is just.
And it's all, like, these hoity-toity dancer girls, you know, because that's what I was going to just before down there.
Right.
And we all, like, get into, like, these cute dresses thinking we're, like, a hot shit on the casino. Lord, to go to Dick's Last Resort. I fucking 5-inch heels. Make them all done. Hair. Like, dress all tight. And it's, like, a 16-year-old.
Cougar tube dress.
Literally. Like.
Oh.
To, like, go to Dick's.
God. Well.
Dude, Vegas life was crazy, man.
That was a different world.
It literally was.
Literally. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for our listeners as we leave our craft episode?
One thing, just a piece of advice. If you see something online that looks cool, you're like, I want to spend money on this. Like, I see a nice macrame hanging basket, or I see a cute little embroidered thing or a painted box. I just want you to challenge yourself and say, I can make that. And try.
I can make that.
And see where it takes you, because you never know. And that's the joy of crafting.
Damn. I don't know if I can top that. But I'll try. Whenever you're feeling down, just go to Stacks Track. And any crafting need you ever need in the world will be there.
15 miles to the Stack Shack! Stack Shack, baby! I'm heading down the Google rabbit hole. Looking for some craft giveaway. Heading for the grand getaway. Knitting and a sewing.
Wow. Popsicle sticks.
Making a pot holder. Hanging macrame at the Stack Shack.
Macaroni necklace. Stack
the
Shack.
Stack Shack is a little old place where you can get your macaroni necklace. We went to Stack Shack, baby. Oh, Stack Shack, baby.
And that's Milo in the background, like, voice.
Oh, Stack Shack, baby. Stack Shack, that's where it's at. Stack Shack.
But Milo has, like, a CGI
mouth. Okay, Milo. I'm going to kiss it, and all I've been wearing next to nothing, because it's hard as nothing. The whole house crafted.
That was a bop. You kind of got lost in your journey.
I did get lost in the sauce.
The sauce boss. So if you want to download our EP.
Stack Shack.
Bonus Shack.
Bonus track.
It is Stack Shack.
Bonus track. It is Stack Shack.
$1.29 on iTunes. It's not no 69 cents. It is $1.29.
Oh, the best part is stack on the shack. Boom, boom. Craft it a little louder, sugar.
Milo again.
On the shack. Oh, can dare you. Stack shack. On the door, baby. Stack shack. On the door. Stack shack. On the door, baby. Guess what? Yo, what? Team! Wait!
I cannot believe you just spent a whole... You're crying! You just did a full performance with your cats to a parody of Love Shack called Stag Shack. About your crafting hut. Oh, wow.
I can't. This is a preview of me living alone, folks.
Literally, full out videos.
Or the next TikTok sensation.
Oh, that'd be funny.
And on that note,
that's the perfect end note to keep in touch. If you want to download the EP. Let us know. We'll link you.
You'll get an exclusive early download.
Can't wait.
Stack Shack.
All right. Keep in touch.
No, let me see your box before we leave.
Click. There's still two sides to go, but it's still so wet that I honestly can't like flip it right now. Ew.
Oh, look! Yes! Oh, it worked!
The first side, yeah, this is the side I mixed, ew. That's the side I mixed it for. Do you love that?
I do. And I got this whole piece done and this.
Put some sweet and sour sauce on that.
Gobble it right up.
Chicken nugget.
Now I'm always going to think of it as a chicken nugget cross stitch.
Because it looks like it. That was my first.
Yeah. Maybe I'll put that on the Stack Shack. Maybe I'll do an actual chicken nugget cross stitch.
It's like kind of more like ballady. It's like chicken nugget cross stitch. It broke my heart. I ordered 10 and only got 9.
Didn't Can they even... count? It's not that hard.
They forgot my extra sauce.
They gon' die.
I stomped back to make Donald in a rage. This ain't my first rodeo.
I scream in rage.
Remember when we told everyone he got in a lawsuit with McDonald's and they believed us? It was just believable. It's so believable. They just all believed us.
And on that note, folks.
Anyway, keep in touch, y'all.
Keep in touch, y'all. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Fix up what Stay we did crafty. On the Patreon. Stay crafty, well. San Francisco.
Stay crafty, San Fran. And don't forget to visit the Stack Shack. Keep in touch.